Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball back on the radio tonight. Phil's a three-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays that you can hear on 94 WIP or the free Odyssey app. We're Chickies and Pete's. If you are stopping by the game, if you're going to the game, stop by beforehand. Say hello. Hey, Jack.
Hey, buddy.
You ready to do your little thing here?
The little thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, welcome on into a Friday edition of the Top 5 at 5. Always a good way to start your weekend off.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah, you kidding me?
You kidding me? Get me on the beach?
Yeah.
You know, with the Top 5 at 5. Crack a cold one.
Oh, man. Let's start tearing up. All right. So the five biggest questions I have about WIP hosts right now. Number five is, what is going on with Hugh Douglas's voice? So earlier this week, now you got to listen, you got to pay attention because they're quick cuts. So earlier this week, they were discussing Trey Hendrickson on the midday show, and Hugh let this noise out.
He's a good player, 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
What? That was Hugh?
Yeah.
All right. I like Trey.
You got it. All right.
Play it again.
Play it again.
He's a good player, 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
Whoa.
It's like a frog's in his throat.
Dude, is he like Tyrese Halliburton? Does his voice go up and down?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't think I've heard that one before from him.
Well, it's back again.
Oh, no.
Today, he also let this out.
Because it's not...
Let me tell you.
But compared to last year...
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
Whoa.
Play it again.
Dude, are they pumping helium into the studio? Play it again, Buzz.
Because it's not...
Let me tell you.
But compared to last year...
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
All right. Dude.
Yo. I don't know how it happened.
Yo, man. That's crazy. My voice, it's obvious what's happening.
Yeah.
When I, you know, like.
No, we don't know what the hell's going on with you either.
It's the gum.
Oh, is that what?
It really
his
is.
Voice just dies. It doesn't sound like he gets injected with helium.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like what happens with
I
you.
I lose it. Like, Hughes. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. It really is.
That didn't sound anything like him.
Not at all.
It's like Tyrese Halliburton when his voice goes up and then comes back down.
Right.
I'm sorry. Can we? I just want to hear both of them again.
He's a good player. Play, 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
It doesn't even sound like him.
And what's the other one?
Because it's not.
Let me tell you.
But compared to last
dude,
year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
It's so good.
Wow.
It's so good. So
that is terrifying.
We'll monitor the Hugh Helium situation.
I like Trey.
The fourth biggest question I have about WIP hosts right now is, who gets to claim Jared McCain as their own? Joe Giglio has now been jumped into the fray here with saying that they should trade Tyrese Maxey before Jared McCain. Does that make him the number one McCainsman?
I'm the McCain guy. Like the whole trade. I've been trying to trade Tyrese Maxey for 3 years, Gilio.
Yeah, well, you hate Tyrese Maxey.
I don't hate him.
Sounds like it.
No. I just think he's a little.
You've been trying to trade him for 3 years.
Well, because I think he's overvalued. And I think he's a good little spark plug guard. Here's the thing with Jerry McCain. The reason I would not trade Jerry McCain is I think there's a possibility Jerry McCain could be a top 12 player in the NBA.
Would you stop?
I'm telling you, I saw
would
it.
Would you stop?
I'm telling you.
A top 12 player in the
I
NBA?
I think he could be. I would be terrified of trading Jared McCain. Terrified.
You hear this?
I saw it.
You saw what?
You saw three games.
I'm telling you.
You saw a top 12 player?
I saw the possibility of it. Look, he is a killer shooter already. Mm-hmm. He's already a great passer. He's also
great.
He's a great passer. He's got dog in him. Like there was no fear.
Hold on. Dog.
I'm telling you, even with the fingernails.
Yeah.
He's got dog in him.
Well, Jack Russell.
Yeah. And the other thing is he has a feel for the game that I don't think, you know, he's not the same player as Maxey. I don't think Maxey has the sort of flow and feel for the game and like I know I compared him to this before. My friend who has a Warriors podcast, as soon as they drafted McCain, he texted me, my friend Sam, and he's like, Jared McCain is going to be better than Tyrese Maxey. He is the first guard that comes from the Steph Curry school of playing basketball. And this is a Warriors guy, not a Duke guy, not a, and I saw it. I'm not saying he's Steph. But I am saying,
hell, we know he's not that.
I'm not trading Jared McCain. And
I don't even know if he's good as Maxey. Will he be as good as Maxey? You telling me Jared McCain's going to be an all-star guard?
I think Jared McCain will be better than Maxey. If you had a bet who's better in 5 years, I would put my money on McCain.
I hope you're right.
And
I'm not there yet. I got to see more.
I understand that.
20 games of Jared McCain?
I understand that. And I'm just telling Gilio, get off my corner. Get off my corner. And I remind people of this every once in a while. If it wasn't for me, Gilio, you wouldn't even be in this position.
You wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a job. Yep. That's how it all works here.
So true.
It all works here. The third biggest question I have about a WIP host right now is, why does Buzz have Jordan Mailata number 2 on his top 11 list? It's actually ridiculous.
Is it bait? Is it rage bait?
Rage bait from Buzz,
that's
per
rage
usual.
Bait. Yep.
Yeah. And we are a pro... We're a pro Jordan Mailata show, 100%. Defend yourself, Buzz.
Not rage bait at all. When I take a look at this prompt, it's top 11 athletes right now. The whole concept of this prompt is apples to oranges. Who's good at this position versus who's good at that position? So that's number one. Number two, there's no one other than Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia sports right now. I don't know if there's anyone better at their position than Jordan Mailata. He might be the best offensive lineman in the entire NFL, and we all agree that this O-line is the best unit in the entire league right now. There's no Saquon Barkley season without that offensive line led by Jordan Mailata. I didn't think it was rage bait at all.
Buzz, he might not even be the best offensive lineman on his own team.
But I think he is, and I think he's the best in the league. And I'm not the only one who says that. Whether you like Pro Football Focus or not, whether you like these other ranking lists or not.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
No, well, he's not better than Lane. I love Jordan Mailata. He's not better than Lane Johnson.
I think he had a better season than Lane Johnson.
Okay.
Well, how?
I would have to check that.
Did Mailata allow a sack?
Well, I'm sure he did.
Well, Jared Verse threw him on the ground in the Rams game. Did that happen to Lane Johnson?
I'm just saying, you're asking how did he have a better season than Lane? You're remembering one specific play. People who actually look at this stuff and grade it out, I'm very much on. The question today was, do you go on the last year or overall? Yeah, Lane's got the better resume. Right now, last year, I would take Mailata.
Pro Football Buzz.
Lane all
Buzz
pro
football
last year?
Focus.
Always all pro every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you're a big war guy, Buzz.
Huge
Buzz,
war guy.
Buzz
I don't
football
even know Mailata made the Pro Bowl last
BFF,
year.
BFF, Buzz Football Focus.
I don't even think Mailata made the Pro Bowl last year.
Well, I would never use a Pro Bowl to have an argument.
Yeah, you have.
I think it was Pro Bowl. I don't think it was all pro.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
He made one and he didn't make the other.
Because we normally argue about somebody.
He was second team all pro last year.
But he didn't make the Pro Bowl.
But he did not make the Pro Bowl.
That's what we argued over. He should have made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. I guess they couldn't put the whole offensive.
Although all pro is better than Pro Bowl.
It is.
Yeah. That's a higher honor. All right, Buzz. I mean, listen, he stood his ground.
Yeah, good job, Buzz.
Rage bait Buzz.
Yep, rage bait Buzz. War Buzz.
Yeah.
The second biggest question I have about a WIP host right now is, listen, I know that shows have They have opens for him. Like some now. Usually, it's not. It's just a song. It's not specific about the host on the show.
Yeah.
I ask you both, what is this new Tom Kelly open?
Yeah, oh no! It's the Tom Kelly Show.
That is awesome.
Okay.
Hold on. More than hot takes, it's Philly sports gold. Kelly got the fire, every segment's got soul. Respect to the roots, but he's building his throne. One call, one beat, one mic, all the Tom Kelly
Show. Okay. This is AI.
Has to be AI.
This is AI.
Man.
This is AI gone mad.
Allen Iverson made this song?
No, this is artificial intelligence.
Oh.
How long is this song?
Does he go straight from this to Tom Kelly Sports Radio 94 WIP?
Oh my God.
All right.
It's still going.
It's the longest open of all time.
It just takes him up to his first break.
Him and Trevor Lees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Bill Hicks thing is legendary.
2.5 minutes.
This is a. Yeah, but it's legendary. I know it happened before you were born, but
Oh man.
All right. On one hand,
I was shocked by that. I wasn't ready for that.
On one hand, yes. It's kind of a great song. On the other hand, it is artificial intelligence gone wild. That's what it is.
So what do you mean? So
you can
They made the song, yeah.
You can go into a program,
okay,
and you can say, hey, this is what I want it to sound like. Here's who I want it to be about. Here's some things about it, and 5 minutes later, you will have a song. It's terrifying.
I swear, I hate this world.
No,
oh
all,
yeah, it's the
this
end
is
of
unbelievable,
us.
Man. It's the end of us.
It's the end of us.
So for it to sound like that, it's pretty impressive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I literally thought that was production.
There's no way. There's no way.
What did Tom? Yeah, did he
hire
commission?
People? How much money are we paying TK?
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's a Tom Kelly Show. That was pretty good, man.
We
that
might have to do
good.
One for us.
Yeah.
Well, AI. No hot takes either with TK. You know
so
that.
So he's actually using that.
I would assume so.
Is that
going to be the new 5:30 song?
Exactly. I thought that the Tom Kelly opening I'm hearing is not that.
It's not?
No, he does the Mini Men, 50 Cent.
Well, he might have a new one. He might have a new one.
Yeah, TK.
It's Tom Kelly. He's
right.
So cool.
I'm shocked at that. That is
now,
awesome.
Do you think he wrote it himself? For?
No.
Well, he definitely didn't write it. No.
No.
He definitely did not write
no.
that.
Is that
he
a
had a ghostwriter. He's a ghostwriter.
Yep. We got a ghostwriter for Tom Kelly's open. It's unbelievable.
That is ballsy.
It is?
And it's 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it's way too long.
Yeah.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
All right. But the number one biggest question I have at WIP right now is whether or not our own Buzz Wilson, is he a ladies' man? Hugh broke this down, this interaction at the ballpark earlier this week.
Oh, you know, we here.
What are you doing?
We here. Just want to give a shout out to Buzz, man. I didn't know Buzz. No. Listen, I know Buzz has a girlfriend, and I'm just saying, you know how when you look at somebody.
You don't care.
Nah. Right. And you look at somebody, and you'd be like, wow.
What, the ladies looking Buzz way yesterday?
Oh, dog.
At the game?
There were women,
Buzz,
all kind of
dog.
Women. It was all kind of women yelling and waving at Buzz, like, hey, Buzz. And I was like, hold up.
Were you jealous?
Buzz.
Were you jealous of
Buzz? A little bit. Because I'm like, damn. Buzz got a girlfriend. And Buzz must be the nicest person that works in the building because the lady at the cafeteria spoke to him and a couple other people spoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, don't nobody speak to me like that.
Well, at one point, you went up there and you took food and didn't pay by accident. Yeah, they didn't forget that.
Oh, and you talk.
And then tweeted it out.
Yep. Buzz, I mean, wow. Do you have aura, Buzz?
Yeah. What's going on, Buzz?
This is news to me, frankly. I mean, he was very surprised by the fact that this girl at the checkout counter in the press box was happy to see me, of all people. It was like, he turned to Mike Angelini. It was like, she didn't say she was happy to see you. She's happy to see Buzz, though.
Wow, Buzz.
Yeah, you got some dog in you.
What does your girlfriend think of all this?
She can't believe that anyone else is interested in me, frankly.
Yeah. That's the correct route.
Yeah. Now, Buzz.
Yeah.
Could this be that Hugh is taking a simple hello that somebody gave you from a young lady and making it more than what it is? Was she actually hitting on you?
No, she recognized me because I have a roommate who previously worked for the Phillies, and so I met her like one time before, and she was like, hey, Buzz, good to see you. And he was like, why didn't you get her number? I'm like, I don't know, because I have a girlfriend of 2.5 years. Like, maybe that's why.
Get her number.
And Hugh but didn't seem that's to think how that you know.
You don't realize we're old. If he's, because that sounds something like an old person would say, why didn't you get her number?
Right, yes.
I don't even know if young people do that nowadays.
No, they check the DM, Tinder
right? Yeah,
or
exactly, yeah. Huh. All right, Buzz, I never picked you to be a ladies' man, but.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh, well.
We're here.
Did you tell her about Saturday morning?
Uh-oh.
7 to 9 or whatever?
7 to 10 a.m. No, Buzz. Devin and Ruben are back this
all
week.
Right, all right. Oh, okay.
Oh, no Buzz show. Did you tell her about the Six Flags situation?
There was not time to tell her about the Six Flags situation.
Hi, Buzz. Hey, did you know I pooped my pants once?
Happy 10-year anniversary, Buzz. Happy 10-year anniversary.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA. Visit goguida.com.
Didn't wash himself with water either.
No.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, just wiped himself down with paper.
Try.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I do want to say,
awesome.
I think number one should have been Hugh's voice.
I know. I had to get your attention first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You grabbed me with that one.
Yep. No, number one should have been Tom Kelly.
The TKO. Oh, my
goodness. Tom Kelly Show.
That is outrageous.
Yes.
How about Jolly?
We might need to call TK.
How about Jolly saying potatoes are empty calories? Did that crack the list?
Jolly said potatoes are empty calories?
Yeah, he said he doesn't do potatoes.
What is... Okay. So...
That's good.
No offense, but what does Jolly know about empty calories?
Uh-oh.
Well,
wait for the next Jolly versus Spike.
Yeah. I think, actually... You know what? No.
Hold on, Buzz, yeah. Real quick. Is TK... Does he happen to be producing the game tonight? Because that means he could hop on the mic and... Break down
himself.
I do not know if it's engineering, but I'll reach out immediately and see if we can get that. Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do, Andrew?
So, the thing is, we're talking about the Bills, and one thing for certain is a lot of people have been negative this week and last week. And I told people to calm down. Where were they when we were carting out Nick Williams, Aaron Altair, Jeremy Holliston, Aaron Harang, all those guys in the 2010 era that were sucking? Were they there during that? I think we're blessed to have a team make it to the playoffs every year. And we're fine for the future. We got some minor league guys that are cooking right now. And I think we're set up for these guys to do their thing now and then in a couple of 5 years come up and make a difference.
So just to be clear, so we understand each other, because the Phillies were bad 7 years ago, people shouldn't be upset when the current team plays bad.
What about different expectations there, okay, Andrew?
Yeah.
I see the different expectations. This team should be performing like a top three team in the MLB. I get that. And we've seen that with multiple guys, just not all at once. I think this team will get it together. And if they don't, then they don't. I mean, what are we going to do? But we should not be unloading our minor league system to try to win now.
Okay. Okay, did you get your top 11 list in? Because you have to do it basically, you know, like in the next couple hours. Did you go to 94WIP.com/top11?
I'll send it to Jeff.
Nope. You'll submit it like everyone else does.
I'll go to top 11.
All right.
94WIP/top11.
Yeah. Who's going to be number one, just real quick, on your list? Who's going to be number one?
I mean, you want me to say who you want me to say, but he's probably not number one right now. I'd say probably Saquon, and Jalen Carter's up there in the top five, and I do think Wheeler's right. Also in the top five. So,
okay. All right, okay. No, you can say whatever you want. Do you have for next question today, you got a notable sequel?
Toy Story 2.
It's a good one.
A lot of people say Toy Story. Well, Seltzer. Seltzer says Toy Story 3 is the best animated movie of all time. Oh. Argues it very passionately.
Really?
Like he does everything.
He's a little kid.
Did not see 3.
Yeah. It's interesting how many, like, the people that we perceive as the biggest Jalen guys seem like they're not having Jalen number one.
Well, everybody's being honest.
I know. I'm just saying that's nice.
Yeah.
If Corey won't have him number one.
I think Corey will.
You think Corey will?
I think Corey's going to have Saquon number one.
OG will have him number one.
Well, I'm not worried about OG.
He's also not going to the website.
There's 0%. It's going to be Jalen 1, 2, 3, 4, right, 5, yeah. 6, 7. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting. I mean, because they're so chesty most of the time.
It's very hard to have him over Saquon. If you're an Eagles fan, even if you're a Jalen guy,
yeah,
it's very hard to have him over Saquon. Like, they have so many great players. You're really making a statement putting Jalen over Saquon. You're making the Elliott argument that it's the most important position in the city, and because he's good, then he's number one.
Now, if he had had the 2022 season, I would have been like, I'd have been like, okay,
yep,
number one.
I totally agree.
Like, because Elliott's not actually arguing that he's the best player in the city. He's arguing all the stuff around it.
Right.
Sort of putting him in that spot. But I don't think he's arguing that he is better at his job than Saquon is at his job or AJ is at his job. I don't think he
You didn't
is.
Give him a chance to argue.
Yeah. Tuesday.
because he will.
Tuesday.
I believe, is Seltzer the only one that has him number one of the staff list?
Oh, has anybody put him in at number one yet?
Do you want me to look? All right, let's see. Not there. I know Seltzer did have him number one. Oh, I think Broads had him number one.
That's very thirsty. Very thirsty from Broads. Very thirsty. He did a Jalen Hurts appreciation show last
Luke week. Nichols has Nola on the list.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to kill him for that one.
Well, I mean, what's he talking about?
Well, hold on. It's a good pitcher.
Rob Ellis has Jalen number one.
More well-respected voices.
That's
man.
What I'm talking about.
Richie
Rob Ellis doesn't do hot takes.
I know he doesn't do hot takes. Yeah.
Richie
Come
has,
on, Rob.
Richie has Jalen number one.
Richie does?
He just is. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
He gets it.
He gets it.
That's to get at Joe.
At the camera.
Yeah, that's got to be to get at the camera.
What do you think? His girlfriend filled out the list for him, or do you think he did?
Poor Richie.
And then Broads. That's the other one.
Okay.
All right, so you got four.
And Robbie's the only one that matters there.
Yeah. Those Seltzer doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Of course he's the best.
What are you
talking about?
He's a great. What do you mean?
Yeah, he will not be number one on my list.
All right.
Yeah.
So since there is Phil's Baseball, we will get you ready for Phil's Baseball leading off coming up. Also, if you'd like to get your final thoughts in the top 11 voting before it becomes official, next week, 215.
I'll be glad when it becomes official.
What's that?
It's been a lot.
I said, I'll be glad when it becomes official. Yes.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.